the curl of a bell after he's cut his bar.
All right. How about the stiff hairs that they have on their backs? What would you call those?
Bristles.
Yeah. And the big teeth that they have are what?
Tushes.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the thing that you put the food for the hogs in, the long?
Well, that's a silo thing.
Would you ever call that a trough or a trough?
Yeah, well, some of them call them silos. They put it down and that's what could run into trough.
Mm-hmm. And if you had more than one trough, you'd say you had two?
Two troughs.
Mm-hmm. How about a name for a hog that's grown up wild? Do you have?
Wild hog.
All right. Do you have those around here? Or did you?
Used to, did, but I don't think there's very many now.
Hmm. Were they dangerous?
Things will bite you. If you hit them up, they won't bite unless you hit them up.
Did people hunt them?
They used to, did.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know the noise that a calf would make when it was being weaned? The calf began to...
He bleat.
Okay. And how about a gentle noise a cow might make at feeding time? The cow would...
She'd moo.
She'd what?
Moo.
Uh-huh. And how about a gentle noise a horse might make? He would...
He might break.
All right. Let's see. If you've got horses and mules and cows and they're hungry, you'd say you have to go and feed the
cow, the horse.
Was there one word you might use
the
that
cattle, the stock?
Would cattle mean all of them? Horses too?
Stock
would mean all of them. How about if you had hens and turkeys and geese, you'd say you're going to feed the
fowls.
All right. And when it's time to do the chores and feed the animals and all that, you'd say it's what time?
Feed time for us.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sit here.
All right. And the place where they live, hens, you know?
Get a nest.
Well, a building for them.
Oh, chicken house.
Is there another kind of place where maybe just the hen and the little chicks would live?
Chicken pen or the baby pen.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a coop or a coop?
Yeah.
Which would you?
Coop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if, when you're eating chicken, what's that bone that children like to break?
Pull it off.
And what happens when you break it?
Well, to say when it gets a short piece, gets very quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've heard that. Does that work?
That's what you say. That's what I'm saying.
Let's see. Do you have a name for the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
It's liver, gizzard.
Is there one word for just all those inside parts? Did you ever hear the word haslet or harslet?
Oh, they don't eat that, don't you?
Okay. How about the inside parts?
Hassle comes out of hogs.
Pardon?
Hassle comes out of cows and hogs.
Oh, it does. What about a name for the intestines of the hogs that some people...
Well, they eat that too. Some people do. I like chitlins.
You've had chitlins? Are they good?
Yeah.
I've heard that they smell so bad
when
you're cooking.
They do smell strong, but you can get cook them and get that scent out of them.
Uh-huh. When you cook them...
I bet you I can cook some and you'd love them.
Well, I might. I have never had chitlins, and I've always been curious to know what they were like.
Well, they're good if you mm-hmm. cook them right, but you got to clean them good, wash them good, you know. Mm-hmm. Clean them good.
Well, you'd have to know what you're doing, I'm sure.
Put salt in them, let them soak overnight.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
That hassle you're talking about is a mole, we call it, that comes out the cow or the hog.
Is that out of the stomach? Mole makes me think of stomach for some reason.
Well, it all comes out of the mole.
Mm.
They call it hassle sometimes. Mm-hmm. Some people does.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to call cows in from the pasture?
Yeah.
How would you do it?
I'd call them by their names, or I'd just say, I whistle, but sometimes you whistle their cow.
Is there a special call that you'd use?
Well, I didn't used to call them, I just run them in.
What does that mean?
I'd go out and get them, make them come in. I don't know what you'd call it.
How do you make them come in?
With a switch.
Oh, I see. I guess they'd get the idea then. Would you say something to them to make them stand still while you're milking them?
I say so.
Mm-hmm. And is it something you'd say to make the cow move her leg back?
I move it that way to push it over.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How about calling a calf? Did you ever call them?
A calf?
Calf.